beats the world in 7 days. Well, six really. The skies, the sea, the heavens, the earth, the animals, human beings, everything. Seemingly effortless. The Jews are enslaved in Egypt. They come to the sea and the sea parts and they walk through and they say, oh my, what an incredible miracle. Now assume for a moment that you're God. You've made the entire cosmos. How hard is it for you to split a sea?
That was cool.
What kind of miracle is that? It's easy. You just made the Milky Way. It's not hard to get a little sea apart. And by the way, it's not such a big sea. It's not like splitting the Atlantic, which also shouldn't be such a big deal for God. And the Jews walk across the sea and they can't believe what an incredible miracle, and they sing, Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai. Who's like you, God? Look what you did. You split a sea. But we understand that the miracle wasn't that God could split a sea. For the creator of the universe, it's nothing. It's a card trick. What isn't easy is to liberate a people. To liberate a people takes time and work and effort and miracles, not only on the part of God, but on the part of human beings. To liberate a people in the United States took a civil war and a civil rights movement, and it continues today. To liberate the Jewish people then took slavery and Exodus, plagues, miracles, wandering, and, as we know, continues even today. So the miracle is not that God split the sea. The miracle is that God taught us what it means to liberate ourselves, to walk through the sea. Mi chamocha, who is like you, God, who taught us what it means to wade in the water.
Na 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 na.
Why Martin Luther King? Why Moses? Are we so different? Families marching, tired of slavery. Enemy at our heels, the sea before us, waiting for a Noxon to step forward and lead us. What did Moses say? What did Martin say?
Na 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 na.
What did Martin say? What did Moses say to his people to convince them they were doing the right thing? What did Martin say to his followers to conquer their fear?
In the end, we will remember.
Not the words of our enemy, but the
silence of Jim.
It may be true.
Are we really so different?
Love. Yes, love is the only thing
na 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 na. Let's try something different. Na 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 na.
Shabbat Shalom.
Please be seated. So where did that come from? Where did that come from? You may not know. It seems like long ago, but it's not long ago. It's in the lifetime of many of us here that in this country there were restaurants and hotels that wouldn't serve black people, only served white people. There were separate drinking fountains, separate bathrooms, and of course, if you were black, you had to sit in the back of the bus. And when Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of the bus, something astonishing happened in this country in 1955, in December of 1955, not so very long ago. And I want to describe it to you in the experience of one very young man at the time. He was 26 years old, 26. And the question was, would the blacks of the South actually boycott the buses? Because what were called the Negro maids at the time had to take the buses to work, and it was the only way that they could feed themselves and their family. And if they gave up on that, they had no way to get to work and no way to put food on the table. And so no one knew if they would boycott the buses. And even if they did, if it would work, or if it would fail and everything would be as it was before. And on one early December morning in 1955, Coretta Scott King woke her husband up as the first buses started to rumble through the streets of Alabama. And they rushed to the window to see what would happen, and they looked out, and the first bus was empty. And they waited, and the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. They waited for five buses, and they were all empty, and then they started to run around the city to see if anyone took a bus, and no one did. And not only did they not take a bus that day, but the next and the next for weeks, and you know how long that bus boycott went on? It went on for a year, till December of 1956, until very, very, very slowly, with hangings and lynchings and shootings and arrests, things began to change in this country. With the slaying of civil rights workers, Goodman, Sherman, Cheney, two of the three of whom were Jewish, who knew what it was, ki gerim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were slaves, the Torah tells us, in the land of Egypt. And therefore, you can't be the oppressor. You know what it is. You feel it in your bones, what it is to be the stranger. So you must embrace the stranger and grow together with him. The first book, the second book of the Bible that we start this morning is called Shmot. It's called Names because slaves have no names. We know that. Slaves in camps are numbers, they're not names. When we brought, as an American nation, African-American slaves over to this country, by the thousands and eventually the millions, all of them had whatever names the slave masters decided. They didn't have their own names. But this is a different time and a different country, when everyone can have his or her own name. Were it not for the visionary leadership and the heroism not only of Martin Luther King, but especially of Martin Luther King, who only had a decade of life, in that decade, he changed all of us, everyone. And he did it the same way the Torah teaches us to change. When God creates the world, God does it with words. Vayihi or, let there be light. When Moses comes to Pharaoh, he does it with words and leaves us a legacy of words. That was how Dr. King changed our country. Words. Some of the words that you heard this morning. All of us can do the same. Watch the words you speak about others. Watch the boundary of your life, transcend it, reach out to others in goodness, in kindness, in love. Not the color of their skin, but the content of their character. That's what he told us. That's what he taught us. Had we looked to our tradition, we would have learned that lesson, but sometimes the things that you know, you have to be reminded of. And so this morning we remind ourselves of what it is that we most believe, that every human being is in the image of God, that every child is a child of God, that we are all loved, and that our task in this world is to learn anew how to love one another.